Exporting files.
Let's take a quick trip through the render dialogue. Rendering is Reaper speak for exporting the project when you're ready, either as a single file, which you'll be able to play back on any other piece of software or media player that supports the format you've rendered as, or possibly as stems of the individual tracks, if you wanted to pass the project along for somebody else to work on next, for example. To get into the render dialog, I'm going to hit Ctrl-Alt-R on Windows. That would be Command-Option-R on the Mac.
Render to file dialog MS render to C user Scott Dropbox cookies in the studio.mp3hz embed quality lame 3.99.5 file name edit selected cookies in the studio.
Okay, so NVDA has reported a summary of what I would consider to be most of the important render settings there, and now I'm being prompted for a file name. It's using cookies in the studio because that's the name of the project that I've currently got open. I'm just going to hit end to go to the end of this.
Land cookies in the studio and select.
Add a space, an open parenthesis. And I'm going to add a little comment that will help me keep track of what this file actually is. So, Scott added guitar keys and very terrific vocals. Closed parentheses. It's either terrific or horrific, isn't it? One of the ifics, you can decide. I'm going to hit tab and skim through this dialogue. There's a ton of stuff in here. Most of it isn't that important in the context of what I'm doing today. So I'm just going to pause at the most important stuff.
Wildcards button.
Wildcards are one of the things we're not going to cover today. In short, it's a super useful function that allows you to incorporate some project data into your file names as Reaper exports them. Comes in really handy when you're doing batch exports of stems and that kind of stuff. Tab.
Render to edit read only. Selected C. User Scott Dropbox cookies in the studio. Scott added guitar keys and very terrific vocals. .mp3.
So that's a read-only edit field. You can kind of think of it as a status line, I guess. It's telling me the path and the full file name. Tab.
Options grouping. Sample rate. Combo box collapsed. Edit. Selected 48,000.
Sample rate can stay as it is.
Channels. Combo box collapsed. Edit. Selected stereo.
Stereo. That's good.
Combo box full speed offline collapsed.
Full speed. Yes, please.
Use project sample rate for mixing and effects slash synth processing. Checkbox checked.
Yeah, I'm going to leave this.
Resample mode, if needed. Combo box good. 192 PT sync collapsed.
I don't need to resample anyway, so that's irrelevant.
Tracks with only mono media to mono files, checkbox not checked.
I've already got it set to stereo, so that's fine.
Multi-channel tracks to multi-channel files, checkbox not checked.
Ditto that.
Metadata button.
Don't need to add any metadata. Tabbing.
Metadata checkbox not checked.
Ditto that.
Output formats tab control. Primary output format tab selected.
Ah, now this one's interesting. Reaper can actually render two formats simultaneously. And this control that I'm focused on now is a tab control, which I can navigate between the primary and the secondary formats with my left and right arrows. Essentially, if I wanted to render two different file formats at the same time, I'd use this control to specify whether I was setting the parameters for the primary or secondary format. But it is a little bit deceptive that the actual format settings themselves are separated by quite a few hits of the tab key, as you're just about to find out. Hopefully, this is something I'll be able to get Cocos to tidy up in a future release. But for now, it is the way it is. Tabbing.
Silently increment file names to avoid overriding, checkbox not checked.
Don't need to do that.
Do not render files that are likely silent, checkbox not checked.
Don't need to worry about that either. There's nothing silent here. It's all noise.
Add rendered items to new tracks and project, checkbox not checked.
Don't need to do that.
Save copy of project out file.wav.rpp, checkbox not checked.
Don't need to do that either.
Queued renders button.
The render queue isn't something we're going to cover today, but it is super useful. Really good for when you need to queue up a bunch of render tasks and just leave Reaper chugging away in the background. Tabbing.
Render one file button.
There's the actual render button. I'm going to keep going because there's some other stuff that comes after this in the tab order.
Cancel button.
There's your cancel button.
Apply button.
There's your apply button if you wanted to save these settings but not actually start rendering yet.
Property page quality, lame 3.99.5, format, combo box mp3, encoder by lame project, collapsed.
Aha, so there's the setting for the file format. I did warn you it was separated by quite a few presses of tab, didn't I? I'm going to leave this set to mp3, that's fine for what I need to do today. And the next few controls are just nerdy configuration options for the quality of the mp3 that Reaper is going to render. I'm happy with my settings as they are, so I'm just going to bang away on tab and skip past those until I get to the source combo box, which is the next control that I think is worth focusing on.
Proper bitrate, approximate, do not allow source, combo box, master mix, collapsed.
So at the moment, the source is set to master mix. So essentially, the project will be exported as a single file that is exactly representative of what I'm hearing when I hit play in the project itself. Elsewhere in this combo box, we've got such useful things as
Stems, selected tracks.
Obviously, you'd need to select some tracks before you come in and hit this option. This would probably be the option that I would choose if I was passing a project along to somebody else to keep working on.
Master Mix plus Stems.
Ah, Master Mix plus Stems. Actually, maybe I'd do that one instead. That way, they'd have all the individual components, but they'd also have a reference of my Master Mix that I was listening to as I was working on the project.
Selected tracks via Master.
Selected tracks via Master, useful for if you want to export stems, but via any processing that you might have on the Master track.
Region Render Matrix.
That's to export regions. We haven't covered regions yet. Another segment, another time.
Selected Media Items.
This one exports any items that you've currently got selected as individual files.
Selected Media Items via Master.
And that one does the same thing, but runs the items through any processing you might have on the Master track as part of the render process. I'm going to zip back up to the top by hitting home and set mine to Master Mix.
Master Mix.
Tabbing.
Bounds. Combo box entire project collapsed.
Bounds. So which area of the project do I want Reaper to export? Mine's set to entire project at the moment. If I was to go up one.
Custom time range.
I've got a custom time range where I can set the start and the end time that I want Reaper to render. Arrowing down now, back past entire project to see what else we've got.
And time selection.
Time selection. So I could wrap a time selection around an area of the project that I want to render, and Reaper would do that for me.
Project regions.
Project regions, we don't need to talk about that for now.
Selected regions.
And those are my options. So I'm going to hit E to jump back to entire project, because that's what I want to do in this context.
Entire project.
And tab.
Presets button.
The presets window is accessible. We're not going to cover it today, but in short, you can save a bunch of presets for rendering tasks that you need to do often.
Time bounds grouping tail checkbox checked.
Tail. So this is an additional bit of space that Reaper will add to the end of the render in order for reverbs to decay or delays to trail away or whatever stuff might be going on at the end of your project. I want my tail length to be nice and long because we've got that big tasty decay on the end of PDEX peeing on the decks.
Edit selected 10,000.
10,000 milliseconds. 10 seconds. It's a 6 second reverb, so that should be enough.
Directory edit selected C user Scott Dropbox.
This is an edit field where I can type the directory that I want Reaper to render into. And just after that, I've also got
browse button.
A browse button if I'm too lazy to type or I can't remember the exact path.
File name edit selected cookies in the studio.
And I'm back round to the file name. At this point, I could either shift tab a bunch of times to get back to the render one file button, or I can just hit enter pretty much anywhere in this dialog box to click the render button and start the render process. Now, I'm not actually going to do either of those things today because it would hose my entire recording setup if I did. But if you're following along at home, you should now have all of your render options configured in a sensible way, and you would be fine to click that render button, sit and wait for a little while, and Reaper will spit out a file that you can play back on, well, whatever you like, if you've picked the right format. That's the last segment from me for now. If you've got questions or want to give me some feedback, come find me on RWP if you like email, or on the Reaper Access WhatsApp channel if WhatsApp's your thing, or come and hit me up on Discord in the Reaper discussion channel of the new DAW World Discord server. One last reminder, all of those places are linked from the useful links and resources page of reaperaccessibility.com. Hope this has been super helpful for you. Cheers, take it easy.